And in terms of where we are today with small cell, when we ask investigators, what's your typical second-line therapy, systemic therapy, a lot of them say ipi/nivo outside of trial setting. This man got it as part of a trial, but is that your second-line therapy?
It has been. We were part of the original study that actually demonstrated benefit of nivo initially in the nivo/ipi. And then once it became NCCN compendia listed, it became kind of a standard. It's hard to go back to topotecan. What I've noticed, though, is a lot more enthusiasm recently for pembrolizumab. That's been a bit surprising to me. I know this ASCO, we're a little bit more encouraged about pembro, but I've not yet been convinced from the data. We initially had some high responses approaching 30, maybe 40% with pembrolizumab in that setting.
You're talking about small cell, second line small cell.
Yeah, that's correct. Then with follow-up, that number dropped well below half that. And then now we're seeing that maybe the benefits are a little bit better than the interim analysis. I think pembro is probably a reasonable drug. But for me, if I'm going to do immunotherapy, I think nivo/ipi right now seems to confer the most benefit among the checkpoint inhibitor studies I've seen. But, let me just quickly mention, just a few weeks ago, we got word that a pivotal randomized phase III study with atezolizumab, platinum etoposide in the first-line setting was positive for PFS and OS. We were part of that study. I think that's a new standard of care, and I think it's just a matter of time before the FDA approves that. So we were going to have atezo, in my opinion, available first-line, hopefully soon. And then the question will be, is there a role for nivo/ipi anymore? And, those would be things we'll need to study.
So yeah, that's really exciting. You would kind of see the way things are going in non-small cell, so certainly not a gigantic surprise to see that
And then we just, I mean, this stuff isn't rocket science. I mean, we've been eager to get into limited stage small cell with immunotherapy. And this past week, we heard they're launching a global phase III study in limited stage small cell. Neil, it's basically PACIFIC all over again with durva, but durva/tremi following platinum etoposide and RT for limited stage small cell, but a registration study.
Durva/tremi is what, a consolidation for a year or something?
Yeah, just think of PACIFIC for stage 3 non-small cell.